Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope that you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this. Two words, Merry Christmas. Yes, I'm actually recording this on Christmas Day. I'm actually carp fishing on Christmas Day. I've never caught a carp, let alone a fish, on Christmas Day itself, and I'm in this position in my life where I've got an opportunity to do that, so I've decided to come down to Rouse Barn 2 and see if I can windle one out. Now, the last time I was here, I actually blanked, but the times before that I had quite a few out, but obviously the weather's changed drastically over the past few weeks. We've had a lot of rain recently as well. You can actually see the levels in this lake have actually risen up. And as you guys know, I don't know barely anything about this lake. I've not even done a season on this lake. I've done like 2 months on this lake, and it's not even started fishing, because obviously I've been fishing other places as well. So we're down here again today, and I've actually gone into a different swim. I'm at the top end of the lake again, where I had all the other fish from, but not on the point. I've actually gone further around to the other side, and it's like, I guess it's a weird shaped sort of lake, but it's kind of like a corner, but not a corner. It's very, very, very snaggy to my left and to my right. And as you guys know, I love fishing snags, so I'm sitting on my rods, because if I do get a fish, it is going straight in them snags, I'm sure of it. So I've gone with the norm. I've gone with what I've caught on in here, and I've gone with what's doing me the business at the moment. Everywhere I seem to be carp fishing. So we've gone with the good old faithful DNA Bug 18mm wafter on a withy rig on both rods. Bushwhack it out. Bug and SLK, DNA of course, crushed up boilie and whole boilies on top, 15 18 mils and 22 mils, not many, fishing for a bite, so I just want them to get there. Like, literally, there's probably about six boilies, whole boilies, and the rest is crumb. So I'm hoping that the crumb will do its business, sink into like the silty sort of fish bottom down there, and, you know, and get the fish grubbing around for it and coming back for it. And there's odd few boilies there, you know, if a fish does come in, you know, they can, you know, they could woof that so quick anyway. So hopefully it's you know, it's more than, I say it, obviously it's more than a mouthful there, to be fair. But that's on both of them, to the left-hand side, to the right-hand side of me, in those snags, sitting on the rods. I would settle for any size carp today. It would be a nice Christmas present from the carp gods. But if I do get one, it's going to be mental, I reckon, in this swim. So I'm on these rods, ready to go. So fingers crossed it's going to happen. I'll update you guys throughout the day. Yeah, let's keep everything crossed for this one. 10:33, and I just had a couple of bleeps on my right-hand side rod. That's a good sign. Because I can tell you now, it's not bird life, because there is bird life out here. It's not bird life. So hopefully that is a fish moving around in the swim. Come on, please. Gonna get ready to pounce, guys. Gonna get ready to pounce. I will be straight on that rod. Well, I just did the right rod. What's time now? Three minutes past 11. I was just in fear of, like, just say that, you know, it could have been a pickup. You know, and I've had it before, and I'm sure you guys have as well, where you will actually get a physical pickup from a carp or a fish. And it'd do ya. And the rigger then get like tangled up in something, so I couldn't risk that. I had to give it a while, bring it in, and just put it back out. I mean, I'm bushwhackering out anyway, so literally it's so stealthy anyway. Plus we just put more crumb out there as well, which is, you know,
you can't go wrong with the crumb, that's for sure. So yeah, didn't turn into anything, but never mind. But take from that, you know, something made it, something moved it. So yeah, and I checked the rig as well, and the rig was all fine. There was nothing, the mechanics were working on it as well, so it wasn't that. So I guess I got done, or it was just, could have been a liner maybe, possibly. I got a bat lead on it as well. That'd be quite a, maybe, I don't know. I don't know, but fingers crossed something will happen still. Right, I've decided to redo my left-hand side rod. I wanted to check it because there's been no noise on it at all. I pulled it in, nothing is crystal, it's perfect to be fair. So literally all I've done now is I've put it back out again, but not on that same spot again. I just put it out in the bushwhack out, and I just let with the deeper on, and I just like just put on all my sections and just basically let it just drift out across, just so I could see the bottom and the depths and stuff. And it went up to like 5, and it was like 5 foot, and it was like going up to like 5.5 foot, and then it started going up to like 4 foot, 3 foot, and there was like a bit of a plateau there, and then it's come back down again, and I've just dropped it down at 5.8 foot. So I'm going to fish one of the drop-offs, like it's kind of quite a large channel, to be fair, it seems it. So I've dropped it down there, same again, same setup and all that. I just feel like I need to either move swims, even though I'm not seeing any fish anywhere else, or just try a different spot in here. I can't just sit here on this rod that, well, on both rods aren't doing anything, to be fair. But yeah, so I've done that. So fingers crossed we'll pick one up. Right, it's 14:53. I've just had a knock on the right-hand side rod again, which is a good sign. I did have a knock on the left-hand side rod probably about 45 minutes ago, but I looked up and I see a bird. So I don't know if I'm dived down on it or not. It's that thing, do I bring it in? I probably should, and change it, thinking about it, just in case. But that was that. But yeah, encouragingly, as I just started this little section off, I did just have a bleep on my right hand side rod. So I'm really hoping there is something moving down there, and that something is a nice big fat carp. But as I said, I'll settle for a small one. I'm only going to be fishing up till dark time today, because that's all I can fish up to on this lake, I'm afraid. I just really want to get a Christmas carp. There's still time, it only takes one bite. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring the podcast to an end now. The sun has completely dropped now. I need to go home. I need to get off this water. Unfortunately, it's a blank, and I didn't manage to put a carp on the bank on Christmas Day. But there's probably going to be another time, maybe. We'll see. Who knows? So, anyway, sorry I didn't catch one. Do apologise. I'm going to end this one here. I hope you guys had a lovely Christmas, and I shall see you in my next podcast. And if you do go fishing from now until my next one, I hope you put a big one on the bank. Take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.